Is China's need for U.S. pork on the rise? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Ram Trucks, built to serve. China recently placed its largest order of U.S. pork since the start of the trade war. A livestock economist says he wasn't surprised. In this, Managing for Profit, Steve Meyer with Kearns & Associates talks about the buy and if their consumption of U.S. pork will continue to grow into 2019. We'll find out more in Brownfield right after this. The latest export sales report from the USDA showed China made its largest purchase of U.S. pork since the start of the trade war earlier this year. Kearns & Associates economist Steve Meyer says the purchase shouldn't come as a surprise.
Those are positive, don't get me wrong, but we've kind of expected this ever since ASF started breaking. I don't think they're going to have much choice other than to come to the United States for some product. And if that's the case, then we're going to get that.
He tells Brownfield, with the actual impact of the outbreak of African swine fever and China still unknown, pork sales could continue to grow as we head into 2019.
We think the losses are larger than they've been, and they're going to get larger. This is a very difficult disease to control. There's no vaccine. You know, it's just a really bad situation, especially when you've got a business structured as the pork industry is in China. And we know that it's been into large commercial herds as well as backyard herds and small holdings. And so we think it's a bad situation. And, you know, this is a country that about 80% of their protein consumption is pork. And so, you know, this is going to hit home and it's going to hurt. But we still don't know a whole lot of specifics. And we think it's going to get worse. And the reason is if you're taking out breeding animals now, you're taking out some pig supply now, no question about it. If you're taking out breeding animals now, think of what the implications are for 6 to 12 months down the road. Now, with that said, we think that the markets here in the United States are anticipating this. My fundamental analysis gets hogs up into the mid-70s for next summer, and we've got futures markets trading in the mid-80s. So there's some of this in the market already. Is it enough? Well, it's probably enough for what we know about now, but I'm not sure we know all we need to know. So I realize I'm kind of talking circles there, but it's hard to ascertain an impact when you really don't know the specifics of what's going on. And we think that those specifics are worse than what the government officials have let on.
Over the weekend, President Trump and President Xi of China look to have made the first steps in what could be the easing of trade tensions between those two countries, which would be even more beneficial for U.S. pork headed into China. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Ram Trucks, built to serve. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.